WMW39. Good morning and say good morning.
WS22996, you got a copy, this is WRWB49. in there, Polly. This is WRWB 489. I'm not using the one on the car. I'm just using the rubber duck.
That was better that time. No crackling.
Yeah, copy. I'm going to take a standby here for a minute. This is WRWB 489. Standing by.
WSDQ. Standing by and monitoring.
WRZD 706, mobile in Davison, monitoring. This is Weather Stock. WRFB 258 for a radio check, please.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, sir. You are loud and clear with great modulation.
Okay, thank you for the signal report from Sheboygan, Michigan. I'm in Clio, Michigan right now, and I'm testing out our new antenna. So I appreciate the report. You have yourself a great day.
To the RFP 658. Do that 658. Enjoy what's left of your weekend. Have a great week and a prosperous new year. WRZP 544, clear monitoring.
Romeo Papa Bravo 448. This is Kurt, Groveland Township, Fort Freedom. Hello, Bob.
RCP 544. Well, let's see. Still morning. So good morning, Kurt. How are things down your way?
Well, things are supposed to be soggy all day today, which is all right with me. It's peaceful, quiet, a little wet, but other than that, a good day. Over.
Roger on that. Drizzly this morning. We're currently 48 degrees. Be overcast all day, I'm pretty sure. But 40 degrees, yep, we got the house open. We're airing out all the dog parts, Roger.
Copy that. I imagine it might smell a little funky all closed up all winter long. We haven't had dogs in years, but I remember those days. Over.
Roger that. Now, we got a good ventilation system here, but all kidding aside, it's nice to open up the old house here and air things out and get some fresh air in the place during the old winter months. But other than that, brother, all systems are go here. Nothing new. Normal things going on. I did make it out to the Pigeon River again last night and spotted quite a few elk as usual. So that's always a blessing, Roger.
That sounds very, very nice. Very good. Well, I'm going to get started on my day here. I'll be monitoring on and off all day between naps, all that good stuff. Hope to talk with you later. This is WRPV 448, Kurt from Groveland Township, and I'm clear on your final, Bob.
Come back, Kurt. We'll do it again, I'm sure, there. Enjoy what's left of your day, and when we catch up later today or this evening, we'll check in on your health there. Hope things go well for you there. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, Redbird LZ, clear as monitoring.
WRAS 504 monitoring channel.
WRZP 544. Let's see. Very good. How are you going down your way there?
Checking to see if anybody's out there today. Nice to hear your voice.
Been a few rascals around. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. You know, I don't talk to you. Have a happy and safe, and of course, a prosperous New Year. WRZP 544.
Same to you, Bob. Have a good one. This is WRAS 504, and I'll be monitoring the channel.
WSBM 993 monitoring. Thank you. WSBM 993, radio check.
WICZ 544, have you loud and clear?
Appreciate it very much. Thank you. WSBM 993, clear monitoring.
WSET 544 monitoring.
Four four five here.
Is it raining up there too?
Supposed to start this afternoon about 3 o'clock, they said.
Yeah, we're getting it pretty heavy down here. We're going to be heading home tomorrow. My wife said it was supposed to cool off in the next few days, maybe, and start freezing.
Yeah, they're calling for a big drop-off here this next week. We're going to be down to some single digits.
Well, hopefully that's the weather we need to get things rolling at the shop.
Yeah, did you get my text? I was just there dropping off some garbage in the dumpster. OCD kicked in. I couldn't remember. I know I locked the door, but I had to go back and check, so went for another ride just to make sure the door was locked.
I've done that more than once. I've had to call Justin, or actually before Justin was there, I had John would come in. He lives just down the street. I'm like, hey, can you go check that, make sure that door's locked for me?
It's good to know I'm not the only person in that boat.
All this time off is getting to you.
That's what it is. I'm turning into a couch potato.
We're heading back tomorrow, but I'm going to try and stop off over at that radio shop and see what kind of setup he's got over there in Wausau.
That'd be nice. Check that out. I'm busy waiting on parts. So I'm supposed to deliver some of my parts tomorrow, so I might get started on my truck.
Yeah, unfortunately, when I get back, it's going to be cutting and splitting firewood for a couple days anyways.
Yep, because that cold snap is going to be about a week or so, I think they were saying.
Yeah, it won't take us long. I mean, by cutting that up, he dropped off some really nice logs. I mean, by the time we cut them and split them up, it won't take us an hour to have quite a pile going. So I figured a couple days, we should have enough to get through most of the winter.
Very good. I just got a repeater directory from 2024 that just come in. And then I've got a basic antennas book, too, we can go through and pull some ideas and information out of.
Through the repeater book to see what is it just for Michigan or is it for other states?
No, it is the ARRL repeater directory. It's the 2024 edition, so it should be everything and across the state.
Well, that'd be interesting to see. I find it odd because I'll get on my GMRS and if I get on my one laptop, I'll see some that I'll get on my computer home. They don't show up at all, and then I get my mobile, and then some of them are there, some of them aren't. It's just weird.
This one it's got quite a bit. It's a pretty thick book. It's got all the states, and I haven't really gone through all of it yet, but it's got a lot of them in there. It's got the coordinators in there. It's got access codes, inputs, outputs, all the call signs and mobiles. They're most.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to look at.
I'll sit down tonight and go through this antenna book. It gives us a full layout, transmission lines, transformers, horn antennas, loop antennas, arrays, I mean, just all kinds of stuff.
Well, maybe that'll help. I'll get a tower set up next summer, and then I can get some of that stuff up on top of it. Maybe I can pick up the rest of the repeaters from my base station.
Should be able to. I was in the truck a few minutes ago, and I hit the Mancelona one just to see if you were there. I didn't know if you were home or not, and it hit, and I got a return.
Yeah, that one's been real solid. I think the biggest problem was it was unplugged, and then it got moisture in it, and that caused part of the problem. Once you got it plugged in, I mean, it's been working fine ever since then.
I can pretty much hit everything with the truck, and with the base here, I can do everything as well. I'm going to check the grounds on the truck here probably before this week's up just to make sure grounds on the antenna are good, but it's been doing real good lately.
I got my antenna fixed and re-secured after the dogs hit the guy line and bent it. It was, I got some interesting photos. Pretty sketchy being up there, but I got her fixed. I drilled a hole, put a bolt. There ain't no way they're pulling that back down the pole again.
So it'll survive the cold snap and high winds coming in.
And that's what had me concerned, because the way it was, there was nothing. I mean, it would just swing all over the place. It would have tore it right off the roof, so I had to get out there and fix it. I'm just glad we had decent weather for it.
Some pretty good winds here the other day. I was watching the GMRS antenna and my CB antenna. I brought it down. I didn't leave it standing up there. So it was. We had some pretty good straight lines coming across the front of the house.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to try a tower next year. I think if I can get up between 140 to 180 feet, I think that will be sufficient to pick up the rest of the ones that, well, there's only two of them I'm not getting, so I think that'll do it.
After getting up there, that'll be an interesting antenna. We'll have to figure out what you're going to need for your base, and if you're going to have somebody come out and put it up, or you're going to stand it.
Yeah, because I know when we did Chris's, those towers, even they look small, they're a lot heavier than you think.
Especially when you're hanging on to them up there on top.
It'll be experimental. I'll have to see what I can find, but yeah, I want to do something, because I don't mind it being on the roof, but I'd rather have something I know is secured a little better and I can actually reach those last two repeaters.
Does make it nice when you get out over all the obstructions around here, trees and everything else, to get up above that, it goes pretty good.
All right, Brian, I'm going to go in. I got to grab my mom's headlight bulb. I got to go replace one on her car for her, so I got to run into a town and grab a bulb, fix that, and grab a bite to eat. So I'll be around my radio on and off over the next hour or so.
All right, I'm going to go get some things done I got to do around here. It's WSEU 445, clear on your final.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Brian. WSET 544, standing by. WSET 544, WQZJ 969, copy.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, you want zero mobile monitoring.
Well, good afternoon, 810, WRZP 544. So how goes your Sunday afternoon, sir?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Boynton County, Bob. We're doing, not too bad. A little bit wet, a little bit cold, but other than that, not so bad. How's things up there?
Well, I dodged two of the last clippers with snowfall. 40 degrees, overcast all day, drizzly, but all my snow is melted here, so all systems go, but temperature's going to drop here this week, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. It's about the same down here right now. Thermometer showing 39. It's a bit rainy, and you can feel it in these old bones. They're saying it's supposed to turn over to snow tonight, but I don't think it's going to amount to much of anything. It's still kind of too warm for that.
That. As you well know, we have a couple seasons up here. We've got summer, and we've got hunting season, and then our snowmobilers, and I'm sure hoping we get some snow up here. The economy should sure use it. Ski slopes still seem to be doing okay, so yeah, we're hoping for some snow up this way ourselves, Roger.
The only thing I don't like about the snow, and I don't know if it's just a Michigan thing or what, but it seems like as soon as it starts snowing, everybody forgets how to drive.
Well, you took those words right out of my mouth. The same way up here. The first time it snows, and I listen to everything here pretty much. Yeah, they forget how to drive, and then... Also, summertime, you folks are on vacation, and we appreciate that, and we're in your way. But, yeah, people do need to understand they got to slow down when the roads are slow.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying, you know, I go to Indiana last week, and I was just supposed to go for the day on Tuesday, and then that weather started on Monday, so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try to get ahead of this game a little bit and, you know, start headed down that way. And I really didn't have any issues. It was a little bit sloppy, but the interstate was shut down, I guess, because there was a bunch of wrecks and all these other wrecks around that I was seeing on Facebook that night. And, you know, I had to drive from Saginaw to Lansing before the weather cleared up, and, you know, I didn't have an ounce of trouble. So, I mean, it is what it is.
That, like you say, it is what it is. It's going to happen. Living here 15 years and hitting my first deer, it's going to happen. So, all right, my friend, always a pleasure to hear you on the band, Mobile Safely. And if I don't talk to you before then, happy, safe, and prosperous New Year to you and yours, sir. WRZP 544, clear on your final and monitoring.
Roger that there, Bob. Same to you and your family as well. I hope the best for a happy and healthy new year for you guys up there. And stay warm, stay safe, and may the snow gods bless you with prosperous, you know, abundance of incomes there. All right, this is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile. We'll be monitoring.
WSFT 902, you around. WSFT 793. I think my radio is broken.
Oh, it's working.
Anyway, appreciate it. You sounded good yourself. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
I'll double check that. That was broken and unreadable, but could be conditions. WRZP 544.
Hello, Sheboygan, Bob. Yeah, I might have moved out of my position. Is that any better?
Roger that, brother. You're back in the sweet spot there.
Yeah, I told people many times I got to stay in this one position. If I swing a little to the right or to the left, it starts breaking up there. Roger.
Roger that. I feel your pain. I'm on HT in the house for the winter myself, so I have to stay away from my electronics as well, Roger. I will try it again later, my friend. Enjoy your evening. What's left of it, and have a safe week. WRZP 544.
I'm in the spot, I believe. You can understand the FFZ.
WRUG 488, this is WRHW 478.
WSET 544, monitoring.
I-544, this is WSGA 907. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
WRUG 544, all systems go, sir. How about yourself?
This is WSGA 907 from Bloomfield, Michigan, doing well here. Over.
Good to hear, sir. I'm up here in Sheboygan County, stepping a minute. Where you might be down there? Over.
Get that. Same situation here. It's been raining all day. My dog refuses to go out, so it's been fine. Over.
Roger that. Mid-40s here. Drizzly, overcast, and all the snow's gone, so we're going to hope for some more for the snowmobilers. Roger.
Yes, copy that. Good luck. I don't think we're going to see snow
for the next couple of days, but also hopeful here. It's not a new year without snow. Over.
Roger that, I concur. We're hoping we can get the snowmobilers fit in this year, so best to you. And if I don't talk to you beforehand, enjoy the rest of what's left of your weekend. Safe and happy and prosperous New Year. WRZD 544, clear monitoring on your final, sir.
Yes, same here. Best of luck, and enjoy your weekend, and happy New Year. WRZ 907, clear now. WSET 544, Bob, is that you?
Sheboygan County, Bob, WRZT 544.
You said we lost all our snow up there? I'm still downstate.
Do that. For the most part, I'm here in Indian River, Michigan. We've lost everything that was on the ground already. Roger.
Good. That'll make a real nice muddy mess out in my pasture with my cattle. I can't wait to get home.
Do that. Well, we'll wish you the best of luck with your critters, and if you need anything while you're up here, just give a holler. Roger.
I will do that. I'll, know how much I'll be on the radio, because I got a lot of firewood to cut before this cold weather. My wife was telling me that we got a real cold snap, single digits coming mid or late week, I guess.
We've got colder weather coming in, but whether it's going to produce any precipitation, that's yet to be seen.
Hey, there's no chance you've been on the Petoskey repeater at all or talked to Chris, WQZJ969, at all in the last few hours, have you?
I've got them both here. I haven't heard about the Petoskey repeater pretty much all morning.
All right, I was just checking. I haven't talked to him. I've had my radio on for a while here. I have mobile down here. I don't have a station or anything. I hadn't heard from him, so I'm kind of curious. I figured by now I would have, but we'll be heading back that way tomorrow midday, so I'll be at my base station, so I'll be able to pick him up then. WSET 544, I'll be clear on your final.
Roger that. Yeah, and good luck and be safe on the woods, Sutton. As I said, if you need anything, you can give a holler. WRZP 544, always a pleasure to have you in my receive. So. Station 478, station out there, 478, WIUG, 488, copy. WIUG, 488, clear.
what you think. What's your thing on Fox right now, too? Baby out there. Well, copy, Dave the Dude. What's your thing on Fox right now, too?
WSGH922 radio check.
Station 922, WIUG 48, sounding good.
Thank you, WSGH.
Are you on a handheld?
Yeah, affirmative. Tid 83 with a Nicoya 771 antenna.
Yeah, the way I know, because you moved around a little bit and you know, you got paid out a little bit anyhow. But that's what it is, you know. You are doing different.
Yeah, I didn't catch it there. You were cutting in and out. I'm not sure if it's my radio or yours, but I couldn't hear you.
See, if you move around a little bit, you'll be you'll fade out. But if you stand still, you'll be okay. Roger?
Yeah, I got you on that one there. Just punching around with the radio here, trying a couple different cams and just making sure everything's working. Thanks for the comeback, though. WSGH92 Enterprise.
Cosign is WSGH992.
It's WSG as in George H992.
Got you. Yeah, you got a good radio there with a good antenna. A 771G. It's a good antenna, that Nagoya. I have all my handheld radio with that antenna. Anyhow, so, are you the first time on the GMRS?
Yeah, roger that. Just bought a couple of handhelds, and my daughter's got a couple, so I'm just trying to get them all set up now so everybody can talk to one another. Over.
Roger, anytime, I'll help you out if you like, with no problem at all. But if you're inside the house with a handheld, be by the window, it's a lot better too. But now you're sounding good, wherever you are, and outside or inside. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm just sitting here in my chair kind of next to the window. So, yeah, I'm up, I'm probably working off the Flint repeater. I actually live in Grand Blanc. My name's Greg.
This is Greg. I think I talked to you before. My name is Jack. I'm over here at Rochester Hills, but you are sounding good. Roger.
Yeah, Jack, I think we have spoke before. So, yeah, I hear you on here quite a bit, off and on. So, yeah, if you hear me, reach out and say hello.
No problem. You can do that, too, anytime you like. But sometimes, you know, the radio is off at night or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But anyhow, during the day, I'll have the radio on. And whatever you needed to help, I have no problem at all. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Hey, I got a question. Are you on a base station or are you on a handheld? Because I was actually thinking about looking into getting a base station that I might be able to put in my truck and or use at home with the external antenna. Roger?
I'm on a base station, and I don't know if you have a pen or not. I can give you exactly what I got, and it's good for the truck or the base station. Roger.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what you got and look it up there. I've been looking around online and stuff, and but yeah, let me know what you got, Jack.
Okay, Reality DB20G. Reality DB20G out of Amazon. I think they have them, what's that, $85 or $90 right now. Amazon got them. Those are the best radios. And my antenna is Harvest. That's out of Amazon, too. Harvest PC200. It's a fiberglass antenna, and that's what I'm talking about. Now, if you're going to have a base station, do me a favor. Your coax cable, you know, I don't know, I like them, and they are very good coax cable. LMR. LMR is the best coax out there. There is some 400, there's some 240. Right now I'm talking on 240 LMR. And those are the best coax. Roger?
Yeah, roger that, Jack. I got the Harvest and the LMR coax. What was the base station number? You said Radiology DB, and then I couldn't get the rest of it.
There you go on Amazon. Just put down DB, D is in Dave, B is in Boy, 20G. They're 20 watt radio, and they are. I have them one in the car, and I have one at home. But right now I'm on a different. Radio, so I can switch to that radio if you like, and you can hear it, and it's very clear. That radio, believe me, it's a good radio. I'm not gonna say, you know, except to you, it's your money, and I talk with that radio. I'll be honest with you, I talk to New York, I talk to on the same frequency, and I talk to Ohio, and I also talk to Illinois, Chicago, Illinois. Roger.
Wow, yeah, that's reaching out there pretty good. Is that, how many watts does that put out, Jack?
A DB20G is 20 watts, but it's not going to give you 20 watts. It might give you 18 or 17. And they're all you're not going to find the right, you know, the watch going out there. But it's a good radio, and I'm telling you, it's a very, very good radio. I mean, I don't make no money. I don't even know who these people are. But I got one. I got two of them, one in the truck and one that. And if you want the truck one, I can give you the Mac amount if you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
The antenna for the Magnum mount is a Nagoya 72. Nagoya 72. It's the best antenna for the truck. I have one on the truck, but I'm not in the truck right now. Roger.
Yeah, you're definitely sounding good. Just about every time I hear you on here, you're just banging right through. Definitely sounding good for sure.
Yeah, but do you know what? See if you can get that DB20G now. Maybe because probably they'll go up to about 100. Except to you. I'm not telling you what to do, but except to you. But they are on sale, I know, on Amazon.
Yeah, Roger that. I'll take a look, Jack. Yeah, I got some extra Christmas money left over, so... yeah, just trying to get set up here. It'd be nice to have a base station so I can reach out to the family. Over.
That's what I have. I have that, and I have a family there in West Wolf. I always talk to them on the handheld, and I'm over here at a base station. And I'm not kidding you. Almost every day I talk to Cleveland, Ohio. Every day almost. And I don't know what else to tell you.
Are you using this repeater, or are you going through a different repeater to talk to Cleveland?
Okay, the Cleveland repeater is 462-625. It comes up from Cleveland, but from there. But I usually be on 675 on the Mount Clemens repeater. But I'm not on Mount Clemens repeater. I'm on the Detroit repeater. Roger. WIUG 48.
I got you. Yeah, you just reached their repeater from your area there, I see. And I figure all this is kind of linked together, huh? Because I hear Sheboygan and Flint and Mayville and Saginaw. I think we're all linked together.
Yes, they're all linked together. It's about 6-7 repeaters. But here's what you do. If you got a pen in your hand, write down this down. MI8, that's MI number 8, dot systems with an S. That's MI8 dot systems. With an S, and that's what you show you all the repeaters out that way, and it show you, you know, I mean, show you everything that had all the questions and answers, and it really helps a lot of people. Also, when you key the mic, you find out from that side where that mic coming from like Detroit, Mount Clemens, or Sheboygan, or what, I show you the when you key the mic. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that, Jack. Yeah, I think I've come across that straight, and that's how I got the numbers here to put into my radio here. I started out using the OD Master app, and then I went to Chirp. And started putting everything in and sure, messing around with it. Like, reached out to see if the thing was working. It's a little bit getting used to with all the numbers and various things you got to put in.
Yeah, well, a handheld is very easy, not that hard, but if you have any question, like I said, give me a shout. With no problem at all, I will help you out. Roger?
Roger that, Jack. Appreciate it. So, yeah, you have a good night, sir. I'm going to get up out of here and get on the side and see if I get some work done. But WSGH922 will be on the side. Thanks, Jack.
No problem. You take care. You have a good evening. And if I don't talk to you, Happy New Year. WIUG48.
WSDJ 347. How you doing tonight, Jack?
How about you? I'm doing good. How about you? How you doing? WIUG, what are
you doing? I'm doing good. Just playing with my new radio, my HF radio.
That's good. Are you on it right now?
Yes, sir.
That's good. What's the name of that radio?
Oh, I'm not talking on it right now. I got it on the side over here. Listen to it on the side. It's a Yaesu FT710.
I like Yaesus. Yaesu, I don't like Kenwood, you know, because they had problems from the wide band and narrow band. And about 2 years ago, I had two of them, and he couldn't jump on the white band. And when he jumped on the white band, it sounds like, you know, he's about 400 or 500 miles away. That's why. But Yaesu, I had Yaesu in the year 2000, and, you know, I think it was 440. I don't know if it's 440 mean or not. I think you do know. It's 220 and 440 it was. Roger?
Yeah, roger that.
Did you go back up again to Valley Road?
Yeah, we went up for the muzzle loader, but we didn't see nothing. Nothing was moving.
After 2 weeks, nothing gonna move out that way. Anyhow, well, good to hear you, and good talking to you. We'll talk again. Don't forget, anytime you like. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, have yourself a good night. We're going to sit back and relax and listen to these radios. WSPJ 347, monitoring the channel.
WRNW 329.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, Jack? You're rattling my speaker over here. I got to keep turning it down. There's a loud station out there.
Because I'm on the 9600. Roger.
Okay, I was working for you. That's not what you're usually talking on, is it?
Oh. No, I got that about a month ago, and I got it a little bit, you know, programmed and everything, but not all of them. I don't have the 600 repeater out there yet. I have the just Detroit repeater and Mount Clemens. Roger?
Okay, I copy that. That's a good sounding radio. Sounded real good. Well, you can put them in, slowly add them in manually, one at a time, or plug it in the computer.
I tried to put them in manually, and it's taking it and everything, but I can't get on it because you got to put it in the computer. I think that's the way it goes with this radio. Roger.
Copy that. I got some, even that one that it, no, the one that I can't think of the name now, the TYT9600 or whatever it is. If you put it in manually, I can talk on a frequency, but once I change the station, it doesn't hold the tones or nothing. You got to reset them every time. So I think I'm going to have to plug it back in and get everything fixed on it.
The 96, you can do that. You can do whatever you want to do. Believe me, 98, it doesn't do it. So I don't know. That's the difference. But you know what I would do? I would, if you can send it back and get to the 96, it's better.
Well, how about that radio use? It was like new, brand new in the box. Not say brand new in the box, but it was in the box. Everything was with it. Got a half decent price on it. I like it. It works pretty good. I got that one in the truck.
It's okay. Use it in the truck anyhow. But it was a minor, but I was maybe 2 months ago. It was on Amazon. And they had two of them left. So I got one. But now I went on the eBay, and I see them for $439. Roger.
Copy that. Is a what's the make on it? Is a 9600? Is a TYT9600? Or is it a different model, different make, brand?
Same thing. Same whatever he said. Roger.
Okay. I wonder what the difference is between the two. So that's also a 50-watt radio.
It's 50-watt radio. That's what I like about it. In case we get cut off all these repeaters, maybe I can reach the Flint and downtown Detroit and all that. That's why.
Oh, yeah, that'll get you out there a little farther. Hold one leg up in the air, left leg up and the right arm up. It'll get you out there. No problem.
Yeah, that's why I got that 50 watt, you know. I like it. It's very nice anyhow. And one thing I like about it, like a computer, it goes and come back. The numbers, also the names on this one here. I don't know if yours does the same thing or not.
You mean if I can put the names of the, like the names of the repeaters on there? Is that what you mean? Name display.
When you put like GMRS and you put 675, and you can put down Mount Clemens, the whole word. But I didn't put the whole word. I just used the shortcut MTCLN.
Oh, yeah, I got mine programmed in it, names programmed in for different repeaters. But I can change it back and forth if you want to just want the frequency or you want the name. I like the frequency better. I got most of them memorized, kind of, but more like seeing the frequency, I guess, once you get used to them.
That's when I got the frequencies, numbers and everything. And you know what? I got all the hams, too.
Okay, I copy that. That's good. Did you go back and do that test again? I thought I heard you saying you're going to go try it again.
I called the guys that said, call us Monday, so I have to call them Monday. You know how it is when you get to, this guy's got holidays too, like everybody else. They don't want to be bothered, so I called them and said, call me Monday, and we'll do it for Monday or Tuesday.
Copy that. Is that local, somewhere close?
That's a different state. It's 539, the state. I don't know where that is, but it's 539, the area code.
Okay, you're doing the one online then, on, like off your phone or the computer?
They're very good at it. They don't want too many questions. They just ask you, take your computer and just sit down and move it around and that's it, and keep going. And they give you the questions, all of them you can answer. But you can see the three people, they monitor you, you know what I'm saying? And that's it. They don't ask too much, really, you know. Roger?
I copy that. That was probably the same one I'd done the test through for my technicians. But I had a problem logging on and with the camera part of it. I could log on, but I couldn't get my phone logged on. They wanted to look around the room and they wanted to watch me actually on the computer. So I had trouble logging the phone onto it. I don't know what was going on with it, my Wi-Fi. Something was happening, but after about 45 minutes, I finally got it straightened out. Then I worked the test. But yeah, I want to do see if I can get this general maybe. I need a little more studying, but I'd give it a try anyway.
I don't know. Let me tell you something. This is what I'm going to do. I'm taking, you know, the test, you know, I'm taking those 35 questions. And if I don't know them, and then they tell you to study those the 35 questions. Now, when I'm going to talk to these people, I'm going to say, okay, guys, here's the situation. If I don't pass, I want another test next day. You know what I'm saying? That means the same test you took the first day, same test you're going to take the second day. So you shouldn't be able, you know, to not pass at all.
Copy that. Well, that's if they give you the same test, I guess they might switch them up here and there, no? You might get something with a few different answers on them.
I don't think so. I have the same test they got because they don't have 3-4 tests. So they only have one test. You take that test and that's it.
Copy that. I got confidence in you. You're going to get it this time, Jack. No problem. You should get it. You better have a little fun on the 2-meter 440 or whatever else you want to do there.
I like the 220 meter. It's a good 220. It's always busy. The 440 is not much people on it. So you know what? I mean, I like it too, but not too many people on that 440. So, because I had before, I had two of them. I had Yezu out there, the 220 and 440 handheld. And really, I listened to 220 more and 440. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. I haven't really looked up anything in the 220s yet. I don't know if there's some local repeaters on the 220s. Or I forget what the minimum maximum is, but I have to do a search on there and see what's programming in my hand out there anyways and take a listen.
Now the 220 is a lot of people on that 220, but the 440, no, it's not all there. And I know that since 2000, I know I always listen to them, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Anyhow, Tim, good talking to you, and I know you got to go to work tomorrow. Back to work tomorrow. Make that money. Put the letter, get out the other door. Catch you later. WIUG 488.
Hi, Jack. Nice talking to you. Now I'm going to take a little break. Take about a 3 or 4 day break. Let's start her back up in the new year. All right, Jack. Catch you a little later. WRNW 329 clear. Jack, we know darn well you're getting kickbacks.
Whatever Bob said, it goes. Whatever Bob says, 100% it goes. Roger, WIUG 48.
WRZB 544. You're a good sport. You truly are. Be safe, my brother.
Sir. Yes, sir, brother. 100%, brother. WIUG 48. I gotta go eat, Bob. I'm a little bit hungry.
Roger that. Enjoy your meal, as always. WRZP 504. Sheboygan County, Bob. We are most definitely monitoring the radio. Good evening up there, Bob. WRNW 329. Heard you in there and say good evening. Hopefully you and yours are well, Roger. Like I said, I appreciate it. Just a matter of a couple more days, I'll be step on into the next level of the new year, I guess. We will. Wishing you and yours a prosperous one as well, brother. WRZP 544. Hey, Bob, always good to hear you on the radio. So I heard you in there, I forgot to holler at you real quick. Have yourself a good evening, WRNW 329. Clear?
Where's my homie at? Where's my homie at?
Station calling, you're hitting the repeater, but however you have no modulation. WRZP 544. WRZT 544, WIUG 488.
WIUG 488, go ahead, Bob.
Afternoon, well, good evening there, Jack. Copying the weather on the old weather radar and the old satellite download link. We got freezing rain up here on our roads, anything south of Grayling. How about yourself?
No, we don't have freezing rain, only raining. I just was outside there, it was raining. Roger?
To that. We're looking south of Gaylord to Grayling, and then again up to Grayling to, I'm going to say Petoskey. It's freezing rain, and it's coming down pretty good here, Roger.
I just checked it again. It's raining, Bob.
Roger that. All right. Well, you stay dry, and hope you had a good meal, and y'all drive safe. So we'll do it again, Jack, WRCB 544.
Yeah, even the temperature is 44 degrees, and it's raining. And about 9 o'clock, it's going to rain more, all the way to... o'clock in the morning. It's gonna rain.
I do that. We've got a mix of it, and of course temperatures are gonna drop here next this coming week. So we'll see what participation brings, and hopefully we can make it snow for the snowmobilers. Roger.
Yeah, they need that snowmobile. They do need the snow. And that is the number one thing for them. That way they can go on the snowmobile and the ski. You know, Mount Holly is not too, I'm not too far from Mount Holly. There's a ski resort there. And I just checked it a little bit ago. They said it's not too bad, but I don't know what they mean by not too bad at all. And this is WIUG 48.
WRZT 544 for identification purposes there, Jack. Yeah, I have friends out at Boinsville and close by ski resorts, as you know where I'm located. And no. Everything I have here is melted in the last day and a half, so hopefully I keep an eye on the old snow report because we depend on them dollars to come up north, Roger.
Yeah, the ski up north is it is a good thing for there. It makes a little bit more money and comfortable. For the everything there, like hotels, you know, they'll be busy and resort there and cabinets there and all that stuff. Oh yeah, but you know, yesterday it really it was so beautiful outside. It was just the sunshine was all day, and it got all the way to 57, and that is you know something I never see on. December. Roger?
Roger that. And I got the old computer up there in the old living room. I'm going to have a look at that. Yeah, that's something else. Well, hey, it is what it is. But I'm sure we'll do it again, and we'll talk before the New Year. So I'm going to say good evening to you, Jack. And we'll do it again, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you in my home. WRCT 544, clear on your final, sir.
Hey, Bob, good to hear you and good talking to you. And you know, always welcome here, too. WIUG 28.
WIUG 488 WSBM 993.
Yeah, go ahead. How you doing? You're sounding good. Roger.
Roger that, Jack. Same to you. Sounding real good over here. Got a question. That Nagoya magnet mount, UT-72G Nagoya magnet mount. Good antenna for a mobile radio.
Just give me a few minutes. I want to put it out on my cell phone and tell you exactly what to get. Are you ready?
Yeah, WSBM 993.
I'll go with this one here. Nagoya, N as in Nancy, L as in low, dash 770G. It's a high gain mobile GMR antenna.
So that was N as in Nancy, L as in Lake, 770G?
Yeah. They called, here's what I got for you. Do that from a first. A is an apple, UTHENTIC, Nagoya, NL-77G.
Back with that once again, Jack. Is that a Nagoya antenna or is that a different brand antenna?
That's a Nagoya antenna, 770G. That's just the mount. It's $34.99. That's the Magna mount. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the antenna. That's the antenna itself. Sorry about that. I'll give you the magnet mount.
That was a UT-72G, correct?
No, 770G.
I'm trying to pull that up on Amazon, but I'm not coming up anything with it.
No, you won't be able to put on it. You gotta go on your, buy two-way radio.
Where do you gotta go to?
Buy two-way radio.
BUI2WayRadio.com?
Correct.
That was Nagoya 770G.
That's right. That's the antenna. The magnet mount is Nagoya RB, R as in Ronald, B as in boy, dash M as in Mary, J is Jack, P is in Paul, L is in low,
I'm seeing the antenna, I'm not seeing the magnet mount though, that must be separate.
It just goes like this, RB-MGPL.
RB what?
RB is in boy. RB is in boy. MJPL.
Okay, yeah, the magnet mount is separate, then I'm assuming then, because magnet mount sells for $19.99 and the antenna sells for $34.99.
But listen, they got an 800 number. You call them and you tell them what you want, what I gave you. It's better that way. Because the last time, I heard about a month ago, they were out from that antenna. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what they're going to send you or not. Maybe they got it back. I don't know exactly. But they were out on those antennas. Roger?
Roger that. One other question. Is there any, like I said, I'm just on a handheld right now, but is there any other handheld radios that put out more higher watts than just Wufang or whatever is what I got? But I'm assuming that's just like a little 4 or 5 watt, the one that I have now. But is there any handhelds that put out higher wattage at all, do you know?
Yeah, let me give you one. You know, they say 10 watt, but it only give out 8 watt. Roger?
Of 10, but only gives out 8?
And it's 10 watt. They say it's 10 watt, but that's only going to get out 8 watt. Roger?
Roger that. What radio is that? Wufang or Baofang, or is that a different radio?
Give me a minute. It's a Wufang. Alright. It's a Wufang and AR5RM.
Wufang what again?
AR-5RM. You can use that for GMRS. No, you can use that for GMRS too.
AR-5M is what you said?
A is an apple, R is a Ronald, dash, number 5, R again, Ronald, M is in Mary. You got a big screen, and you'll like it.
I'm trying to pull up AR dash. Okay, one more time, Jack. I apologize.
All right. AR-5, number 5. R again. M is in Mary.
Nothing's pulling up on my description on bodytwowayradios.com.
Oh, that's Amazon. That Wufang is Amazon. Roger?
Amazon. All right, let me go on there. I'm sorry. What's up with a Wufang? Pro UV-5R is what it's showing on, to me on this end, if that's the right one.
Got it, it's Wufang.
What's the front of the radio or the display look like?
On the left side is the orange bun. On the bottom of the left side is the blue bun. On the right side is it's like a green bun. The right side is the green button. On your left side, one that's up, says VFO and slash MR, and the bottom of it is AB.
an orange one that says VM and a blue one that says AV, correct?
Are you looking at bumping? And it says 10 watts? Does it say 10 watts?
8 watts.
Oh, it says 8 watts, and that's the one then.
Tri-band radio?
What is it again?
That is a tri-band radio.
That's correct. And that is a good one.
That sells for around $69. Does that sound right?
Oh, no, no. No, you look for like 35, 36, not no 59, no.
That's not the right one I'm looking at, then.
You know what, this one is a USB, you can charge it by USB.
I think I just found it here, Jack. I just found it, actually, at the moment. Here it is.
Yeah, okay. It's just like a GMRS, you know what I'm saying? But this one is different. There is a GMRS there, too. Same thing. Big screen and everything. But it says for the GMRS only. You know what I'm saying? This one, no. You can do it either way. Off the back of the battery, you can charge it with a USB wire. And this is WIUG 48. And by the way, 993 is still there? Station 993, WIUG 48. WIUG 48 is clear. station 542. At station 542, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WIUG 488, WRCB 544.
WIUG 488, go ahead, Bob.
Evening, Jack. You picking up any propagation down your way? Over.
I'm listening to Hazel Park net tonight. That's why.
I do that. Our local 147 net was on here earlier, but nothing since then. I've been scanning the bands and haven't heard anything, so heard you in there. Don't wave a hand, Roger.
Hazel Park, they got a repeater out there, and if you want that number, 146-640, and the PAL is 100. Every Sunday they have a net from 8 to 9, but before that they have round table, 4 or 5 people and talking on it. So I'm just listening to them on the small radio, on the handheld. The UV5R.
Roger that. Well, good deal. I'm on several local nets here as well. As I said, that the Coast Guard, which is quite interesting in all this. So, all right, if you hear anything, keep an ear out. I'm here most of the evening, as always, Jack. WRCB 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Always a pleasure, sir.
And I'm also trying to get a hold of Cleveland, Ohio. He's out there or not. He told me he's going to be out there, but I don't know yet. I'll try again anyhow. WIUG 48. WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WRZP 544. Go ahead, Jack.
What you hear is Hazel Park.
Daniel, out of Oregon. Nice to hear your voice again, Daniel. It's always good to hear from you. What is on your mind tonight?
You hear that, Bob?
Oh, I didn't copy any of that up here. Good deal, Jack. That's a good copy, Roger.
Oh, yeah. They got a good repeater. I don't know if he can reach it where you're at or not. But they do have a good repeater. It's the same thing at GMRS, you know, the plus and minus and everything. Except the PL is 100. That's all.
That. It's like, I don't think you can copy our hamnet up here on 174.4 with the PL of 100 and then the HF nets up this way. So yeah, good deal, brother. Right on.
Father, they got another one that's All-Star. I don't know if you ever heard All-Star. That thing there is just unbelievable what you can do with it.
Like yourself, I'm gone to get my ticket punched 6 times, but as you know, I'm a disabled veteran with a TBI, so I'm looking into that Handy Ham program, you know, for veterans with disabilities. So, but yeah, and I'm also so very interested in satellite. Don was, as you know, over.
Well, like I said, whatever you're going to ask me, I'll give it to you with no problem at all. Roger?
Roger that. As I say, it's all good. I keep banging away like you. And again, that's a great contact. And keep up the great work, brother. Roger?
Yeah. You know, Bob, I can give you a company to do it online if you like. They're very good people, and they don't ask too much questions.
Roger that. We'll do it over text. How's that sound? Over.
Yeah. They're good company, and really they don't ask too much. What they'll do is that they'll ask you just, hold your laptop and go to the right and go to the left and make sure there's nothing on the table, no paper on the table, nothing like that. And you just take a test. They'll give you the test right there online. But what I'm going to do is, if I'm not going to pass, I'm going to ask for next day test again. And still, you know, the first test, it'll be all on your mind, all these questions. You know what I'm saying? So if I don't pass the next day, I will pass. Because the same question is going to come next time. There's not going to be no changes.
All good copy and fully understand. As you know, retired Army, I spent 32 years serving my country. And Georgia was in aviation, navigation, and communication systems.
Don't cheat, Jack. You need to study all the questions. Don't cheat.
And due to my service and combat, I do have a TBI. You've seen my station. I sent you the videos of my station. But unfortunately, Jack, I've forgotten more than I know, Roger.
Oh, you know what, Bob? I haven't forgotten. Sir, I've been all the time on this thing here since year 1999. And I still know a lot of them from that time. But there's some new questions in here because it changed a little bit. More repeaters out there and more, you know, different things. Roger?
Roger that. Oh, yeah. As you know, I had radio in my room as a kid. Antennas hanging on the house without permission. And of course, it just grew from there. My father was a radioman in the Navy first and then a gunner's mate. And that's where I got my love of electronics and aviation. But yeah, I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep banging away. Who knows? Maybe 8 times a charm. Roger that.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob, I mean, you know what? You went out there to spend that good money, which is that 7300 ICOM. You're going to need to do it. And that's what I got, that my ISS, I like to talk to them. And that's how I'm going to do it.
Roger that. I agree on the ICOM. I've got a Yaesu 747GX I've been having for years, and I have other HF rigs that, of course, I tune into. And then I got the old SDR radios up here as well, and the antenna farm to go with it. I'm blessed to have a tower and place the string things up through various trees. And then, of course, the old book, the 7300 for Dummies, has helped me out as well. And you're right, it's a wonderful radio for not only a beginner, but an advanced operator. Roger.
Yeah. This summer, I'm going to do it this summer, 100%, to talk to those guys. And I always, that's my goal, to talk to them guys out that way. Roger?
Roger that. I concur. And, of course, now, I've been an 11-meter operator for way, way, way long. The first antenna I built was a stack set of PDL-2s. On a rotating tower, as the project for back then was called shop class in electronics in high school, and I'd done quite a bit of 11 meter work, and that's where I got my love, of course, from my father for the radio bug, and that carried over into my military career. Roger.
Roger that, Bob. I just sent you something, anyhow. So I will talk to you a little bit, anyhow. I might have to find where that phone number is. Well, yeah, I see the phone number. Don't worry. That's what I go by. These people, they're very, very good people. And Captain Don, that's what he got his license from them.
Roger that. And we've used our 5 minutes, and the phone's buzzing, so I'll check that out. I appreciate it, Jack. We'll do it again, and we'll talk before New Year's, I'm sure. So WRZP 544, clear and monitoring.
Hi, Bob. Good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk again, like you said. No problem. I'm going to go ahead and listen to my Hazel Park next. So, talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48. That was station 294. Station 294. WIUG 48.
station calling, WRZT 544. You're hitting a repeater. However, you have no modulation. Over.
Go ahead, Bob.
I was just copying somebody keying up, hitting the repeaters. I don't have the MI-8 up on the computer, but with no modulation up this way, Roger.
No audio. That's what it is. He probably find the audio very soon.
Who cares? Christ.
You're right, who cares?
All right, Jack, we'll stand on WRCP 544.
WIUG 48, clear.
WRVS 331, signal check.
WRVS 331, here is WRVJ 258. You are solid copy through the system. My name is Jim, and I'm in East Point, Michigan.
Roger that. Thank you, Jim. I'm currently in Grosse Pointe visiting out of town from Phoenix.
Okay, very good. Well, you're not too far away from me. As the crow flies, we're probably 3, 4, maybe 5 miles distant. We could probably work simplex easily enough if I could figure out how to switch over easy. But anyway, you're on the MI-8 system, which is a nice, very well implemented and well-maintained system. So welcome to the area. And sorry we don't have all this rain isn't snow. I know how much you miss snow.
That is true. I do miss the snow. I was actually hoping to catch a little bit while I was in town, but who knows, maybe I'll get lucky.
I don't know how long you're scheduled to stay, but it looked, when I was looking on the forecast, the 10-day forecast for the area, it looked like we might get some, like, wintry mix behavior on New Year's Day into the afternoon and evening. It might get kind of rainy, slushy snow kind of thing, which isn't my favorite kind of snow, but at any rate, I'm just glad that all of this rain that we had today was not in a frozen format. Anyway, very good, and you sound nice and strong into the system. So I'll wish you a good evening, and again, welcome to the area. WRVJ 258.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. WRVS 331, going to be monitoring on the side.
WITG 959.